Today is a very auspicious day, the day of advent of Vishnupriya Devi. And also that of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Raghunandan Thakur and Raghunath Das Goswami Prabhu. And also the day of departure of Vishwanath Thakur. And also two of my god brothers, sannyasi god brothers, Bharati Maharaj and Padmat Maharaj, departed this day. And in generally, this day, the goddess of learning, Saraswati Devi, is being worshipped. Devi Vedi Chabbi Paracha Paracha. In the Upanishad we find two classes of learning, Para and Apara. Yayatad Okkharam Adhikanmati, by which we can understand the unknowable, the transcendental truth, that is Para, that is principal learning. And which takes them away from that sort of knowledge of reality, that is apara. Apuram, the principle and the auxiliary. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, bhakti vadha jaha hoite, se vidyar mastakate padaghat karo koito. Arjuna, Saraswati, Krishna Priya, Krishna bhakti yad yad vinode sei se bhai ho. Really Saraswati, Vagdevi. Saraswati in Pauranic conception is accepted as the wife of Narayana, Lakshmi, Saraswati, etc. Both of them, they are the serving potency of Narayana. Saraswati. Bhakti vadha jaha hoite. Any learning, any knowledge that stands in the way of our real relationship with the Absolute, very hatefully trampled down it. And which helps us to go, to reach to the object of our inner desire, which can satisfy the eternal thrust we are suffering from, which can quench that thirst. Sattva gati hi Vishnu, the learning, the knowledge that will help us to take, to help us reach the proper goal, destination. Of our inner hankering, we bow down to her. Bow down to her. Vishnupriya Devi's life is that of helping the fallen to go to the utmost, the highest domain of love. Where Krishna, love divine, where Jeev can be very, very, very nearer to Krishna. Mercy is over justice. Love is also over justice. Prem, divine love, over justice. Generally, we cannot conceive that anything should be, can be good. Over justice, crossing justice, it is impossible. Then injustice. What is not justice, that is injustice. But injustice cannot be indulged in. But mercy got his noble place above justice. We may have certain conception of that. A big conception of that, that mercy is over justice. So gain and knowledge, estimation proper. But praying, the love that is above. So for the fallen, the love is only the object of our hope. We are needy, we are fallen, we have got no merit, no capacity. So Mahaprabhu comes, take the chance, go to the window where the fallen men enlisted to be taken in. The royal help comes, royal extraordinary grant for them, for the fallen. Go and to that window and try to have a ticket there, buy, purchase, if possible. বিচারিতে আবহি গুণ নাহি কা পায়বি কৃপা করি ছোট বিচার ইফ ইউ আর কাম টু ক্যালকুলেট আই হ্যাভ নাথিং নো কোয়ালিফিকেশন সো ডোন্ট গো দ্যাট সাইড ফ্যাট অ্যাকর্ডিং টু মেরিট দি রিওয়ার্ড ইজ গিভিং ডোন্ট গো দ্যাট সাইড অ্যান্ড কাম টু দিস সাইড টু ট্রাই ইয়োর ফর্চুন So, with prem, with love, with mercy, Mahaprabhu came. And Vishnupriya Devi helped us in that way. That way. Her whole life is that of sacrifice. And sacrifice may be of different quality. But here, sacrifice for which? At the highest attainment of the whole public. His contribution in that line, her contribution, is in that line. So whatever we may have, how she helped us indirectly, what was her own, I gave it to the world. And by her example, the heart, the iron heart also had to melt. She led her life in such a stern, strict way of devotion, showing it to us that even the stone melted, the opposition party also had to appreciate. Such was her life. From the very young age, she very strictly observed the way to show us how we should try for our highest benefit. This is by her an example. We are told that she took the name. She counted it by rice, grains. And that grain was cooked and it was dedicated to Krishna. And that also he distributed to some of his devotees. And the remaining he took. And daily initiating from young age. Daily thinning, thinner and thinner in this way is going. But her body is not like mass of flesh, us. So she continues. Srinivas Acharya was graced by her and many other devotees later got her mercy. In this way, he installed Mahaprabhu's vigraha and regularly by the help of his paternal dynasty, paternal succession, he arranged the worship of Mahaprabhu and we find it. Still we are told. After renunciation, Mahaprabhu, 5 years Mahaprabhu came here to visit. According to the custom of the sannyasins, and they approached towards his home previous. And Vishnu Priya Devi, very darkly clad in darkly clothing, fell on the near the feet of Mahaprabhu, the sannyas. And Mahaprabhu put off the sandals and blessed her and went away immediately. Soften your burning heart by the help of these sandals. Uttering these words, Mahaprabhu went away. And she took those sandals and worshipped them as long as she lived. Those sandals are still sold to us by the succession, Vishnu succession. So Vishnu Priya Devi, very silent, modest, bashful life she led. She did not come out of the home. Our contribution towards our emulation of devotion is great. So today we are told the day of his appearance, we invoke her mercy on us fallen souls that we can have for the highest benefit of our fortune. We may be appreciated with us. Next comes Pundarik Vidyanidhi. She was born in Chittagong, Chattogram, Chattalabhumi in Sanskrit, in a Brahmin Jamindar family. He was a very good man. But at heart, he was very rich with Krishna Prem, with love divine. But outwardly, a man of luxury, luxurious life, curling hair in a fashion way, with a scented oil, then the smoking style also, very princely.
Gargara.
What is Gargara in English?
Water pipe.
Then also the bedding and other his dress, all very of a princely style. Then at that time, of course, for the purity and the divinity of the Ganges, many persons used to come to the Ganges side to take bath sometimes. So he had also a house in Navadvip. At that time, of course, the boat was the conveyance. Sometimes he used to come and live here. And Mukunda Datta was one of the favorite disciples, servitors of Mahaprabhu. He also comes from that place, that Chattogram. He remained here permanently. He knew him. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi has reached Navadvip. So after a few days, Mukunda Datta has come to Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit is younger in age and very mild temperament, who is supposed to be the incarnation of Radharani's Bhava. Bhava. Very sober, mild, young, and soft-hearted and tending towards devotion from childhood. Mukunda Datta respected and liked him best and asked Gadadhar Pandit, Pandit, do you like to see a Vaishnava? Yes, yes. I want to see Vaishnava. Then come with me. He took him to Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar Pandit went there and saw that in a rich bedstead he is sitting, and with the that tobacco pipe in his mouth, and the curled hairs fashionably arranged, and very rich dress. And Mukunda Datta, he is a Brahmin. Mukunda Datta went and straight made obeisance. Gadadhar Pandit also imitated, but he told, he thought in himself, what a Vaishnava. He has taken me to see. Then Mukunda Datta could feel that Gadadhar Pandit is little amused. So Mukunda Datta, in his natural sweet tone, he read the sloka Bhagavatam, chanted Bhagavatam. Aho vakiyam stanakalo kutam jihansaya parayadat pasabhi libhi guti dhatu chidang tadannam pangva dayalum saranam prayamu. This sloka was in a sweet voice and tune, was sung by Mukunda Datta there. Then that touched the heart of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, and gradually began to, shivering began. And then abnormal mind came down and began to throw his limbs, then began to snatch his hair and began to roll on, and began to throw his legs and head in such a way that, where is that tobacco pipe, where is that richly set dress, all these things he began to roll. This is in his mouth, lips. His convulsion, divine convulsion. And Gadadhar was afraid, what have I done? Such a great Vaishnava. And so more than an hour such happenings took place. And anyhow, they tried their best to nurse him, defeating the position. And then gradually he began peaceful. And after a long time he came to this world of the senses. Then they came away. Then Gadadhar Pandit had a great reaction. I have committed offense against Vaishnava mentally. I disregarded him. So purely I have committed offense against Vaishnava, such a great Vaishnava. Then he thought within himself, how to be absolved of this Vaishnava Varan. It is hard in scripture that if we take shelter under his protection as a disciple, then he will forgive all my offenses The Guru does not take any offense, generally from the disciple side. He's always merciful. So, I had not yet accepted any Gurudev officially. So, if I really want to be absolved from this Vaishnava Parad, then I must surrender to his feet wholly. Then he thought, of course my real master is Nimai Pandit. I shall have the permission from him. Then we went to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit at that time, he already came from Gaya and he is continuing his Sankirtan campaign most intensely. And suddenly one day he began to cry, Pundarik Bap Re, Pundarik Bap. He began, Pundarik Bap. None knows what is the name, who is Pundarik. Mahaprabhu is crying, Bap Pundarik. Oh, my father, Pundarik, where are you? When will you come to see me in this way? But generally, none knows who is Pundarik. Only Mukunda Datta, whose home was just nearby in Chittagong, he knew Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He's a good Pandit also, Sanskrit scholar. Vidyanidhi was his title. And he was a friend to Swarup Damodar, we are told hereafter. Then Pundarik, after Mahaprabhu cried in this way, taking the name of Pundarik, within a few days Pundarik reached Navadvipa, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And Mahaprabhu, instead of saying Vidyanidhi, he used to give the name Premanidhi. Mahaprabhu told Premanidhi, not Vidyanidhi. And the Gadadhar Pandit asked permission from Nimai Pandit. I have not yet initiated, but in the Vaishnava school there is the custom that one must take initiation. So I like to take initiation from the Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Yes, yes. He is your Gurudev. He is your father. Then Buddha is a Vidyanidhi, is the incarnation of Vrishabhanu, father of Radharani. Yes. Do it certainly. You take initiation from him. Then it was proposed to Mukunda Datta and Gadadhar Pandit took initiation from him. Pundarik Vidyanidhi, as the incarnation of Vrishabhanu, Rav. Also later on we find in Puri once, Pundarik Vidyanidhi, though he himself is a typical student of Raghumarga without caring vidhi, still he had some suspicion in mind that why the Pandas, Uriya Panda, they dress Jagannath with Marua Vasam, without washing the clothing. After it is washed, then some prepared some starch is applied there. Marua, mar. Mar means the juice of the rice. That is applied in the new clothing. That was used for the dressing purpose of Jagannath. But Pundarik Vidyanidhi wrote that it must be cleansed and then it should be, Jagannath should be dressed. Pundarik Vidyanidhi thought like that. The very night he had a dream. And he sees that both Jagannath and Balaram, they are giving slap, a heavy slap, in his both cheek. And on the morning, his intimate friend Swarup Damodar, what is my fate? Last night I get such a heavy slap that you see my cheek has been swollen. Certainly, it is only possible for you. Your devotion has attracted them. Whether here all these pupudasness, just purity or impurity, not to be considered here in Jagannath Kshetra. You Pundarik, in this way, he was given stricture. You have come to scrutinize in these smaller things. I am here, generous of the generous, to deliver the fallen of the fallen. So these things I ignore here. You have come to in this way. And when there was some water play in the Indradyumna Sarovar, Mahaprabhu is enjoying this Sarvabhaum and the Namananda. Very sublime as ocean. They are engaged in childish play. One is throwing water against another. The Sarvabhauma Pandit, man of the greatest position of the learning school, learned school, and also Ramananda Rai, a most grave governor who was the ruler under Pratapadra King after Madras. The whole Andhra province was under Orissa of empire, included. The most serious and the greatest type of men, they are like engaged in childish play. Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Swarup Damodar, they are also. Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu, they are also playing with water. And the Mahaprabhu enjoying from the banks and asking that Gopinath Acharya, who first introduced Mahaprabhu, that he is not a man, human being, but the Lord has come here. That Gopinath Acharya. Mahaprabhu says in a merry sport, what this serious temperament man are doing like a childish play? Gopinath, go and stop them. What they are doing? How the people will say? Look at them. Gopinath Acharya says, the love you have brought it in this world that can merge the whole big mountains. What to speak of these two stone chips? Meru Mandara Saido Kares, big mountains go down in the flood of divine love. And these are two child, what to speak of them? They are people and they are besides themselves. What is their sobriety and their vanity and all these things? They are like child. And it is your crazy that you have made them such. Like Pundarik Vidyanidhi, his birthday is a day of appearance today. So we invoke for his mercy to ask for them souls. And you know of Raghunandan in Srikhanda near Katwa. He was the son of Mukunda Kaviraj, a well-to-do man. This treatment is his occupation, good practice. His son was Raghunandan. And Raghunandan's early life is very wonderful and mysterious. Once Mukunda got a call for treatment to distant part of the country. The boy Raghunandan was asked, please feed my deity. The Krishna, Radha Krishna was the family deity to be worshipped in their house. And he asked the young Raghunandan, I am going far, I may not come back in time. So, my boy, you have to serve them, to feed them in time. So he comes, Raghunandan, when the time has come, father is not yet come, he took the dishes, and first worshipping took the dishes, there closed the room, said, oh Lord, you must take this. He closed the door, opening, and there is, as it were, not, he has not swallowed. Then what is this? He began to cry. Again shut the door. Please take, otherwise what my father will say to me? Take it. So in his simple heartlessness he began to cry. You take it, my Lord, otherwise what my father will punish me. Twice, thrice that the Lord swallowed. Then, after a little, mother has come to take the dish, remove the dishes. What is this? You have ate it up, the whole thing? What is this? No, I have not. The Gopal has eaten, Gopal has eaten. You fool? You like, want to be fooled me? Gopal has taken? You have taken. No, I have not taken. I am not the Gopal has taken. Then the father came back, mother told, you have asked the boy to do this, he has the empty pot I have to take out. This child, the naughty child, has devoured everything. What's the matter, Raghunandan? No, my father, first he did not take. But I told him repeatedly, the father will come and just he asked me to feed you, and if you don't take, then I will be punished by my father, I cried. And the Gopal took it. Is it Gopal took it? Yes. Can you show me? I may try. Then Raghunandan, Mukunda being outside, I wanted Raghunandan to worship that. And when Raghunandan offers, it is vacant. But when he himself, he prays nothing as it is. So, one day, but how Gopal, you mentioned, can't you show me? Yes, I shall try. So anyhow, by the peeking through the window a little distance, the Mukunda saw that Gopal eating. And the Raghunandan is not ordinary child. Who is he? Come to my house. Then, and when Mahaprabhu with Raghunandan all, Raghunandan was very beautiful, exquisitely beautiful, and he was a good dancer, very charming dancing he could manage. Later on, the scholars had, the Vaishnava scholars had given their opinion that he was Pradyumna's avatar. Pradyumna. Very beautiful and dancing also, very charming. Raghunandan Mukunda both went to Puri to see Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu asking Mukunda, who is father, who is son? Mukunda, you are Raghunandan's father, Raghunandan is your father. Mukunda could understand it. No, Raghunandan is my father. Yahaite Krishna Bhakti Shai Guru Hai. Amasabhar Krishna Bhakti Raghunandan Haite. We have got a little devotion, what we think from Raghunandan. He is my guru, and so he is my father. And not that I am his father. Yes, Yahaite Krishna Bhakti Shai Guru Hai. Who gives, imparts Krishna Bhakti, devotion of Krishna, he is the superior. Right you are. That is Raghunandan. Raghunandan. And when the Jagannath chariot was going, there are seven groups that song, that sang and danced, seven Sankirtan party. There's one party completely made up this Srikhanda staff, the Sarkar, Narahari Sarkar, Raghunandan, Mukunda, and the following one party. And Raghunandan used to dance there madly and very charmingly, we are told. And he was bachelor whole life, Raghunandan. So he was such a type of devotee, we are told. So we all beg his grace, pray for his grace. Then the Raghunath Das, that is a famous, who is considered to be the Acharya, the Prayojana Acharya. What is our highest goal? He has played the part of that himself, practiced, and shown us to us, and left also for us, that Radha Rashtra. Radha Rashtra is the supreme most goal of all of us. He is born in a very rich family. His parents, his father, uncles, they are all not only rich but very benevolent. Advaita Acharya and other big pandits, they all get some regular help from him. In that ancient time, 20 lakhs income from the state and 12 lakhs to Nawab and 8 lakhs net profit.
Every month?
No, year. And lavishly they used it for the help of the scholars and the poor. And only one son, Raghunath, he is the only heir in future. But he did not relish that. Such inner temperament, when Mahaprabhu, after sannyas, he went to Shantipur. He first met him there and was half mad. Anyhow, went back. Then Nityananda Prabhu was ordered to preach the La Krishna Prem in the in Bengal. Then Raghunath met him once in Panihati, the Danda Mahotsav. Nityananda Prabhu recognized him, of course. And he asked, you are to feed my group today. This is my punishment to you. Raghunath arranged and satisfied and found that Nityananda Prabhu even took Mahaprabhu also there and in Sankirtan and blessed Raghunath Das. And told to the devotees that he has got the opulence of Indra, the king of heaven, and his wife is like the heavenly, beautiful girls, but that can't attract his mind. He's mad for Chaitanya Deep. We all bless him that he may be successful in his life. Raghunath, after going back, going home, he kept him indifferent quite in the household affairs, and his father and the uncle, they apprehending that he will go away. So 10 persons engaged to protect him always. 24 hours protection, that he may not fly away. But anyhow, he had one occasion, one chance, and he fled. That went to Puri. And the Mahaprabhu handed him over his charge to Swarup Damodar, who is the second, who is double of Mahaprabhu, he told. Sakkad Mahaprabhu Ditya Swarup. He gave him the charge, Lalita Devi, who was in Krishna avatar, to him. So, what I do not know, Swarup Damodar know all. So I give your charge to him. Whatever you feel any necessity, you put it to him in this way. Again, once more, when Raghunath came to him, he told, I have already given your charge to Swarup Damodar. Still, if you want to see something from my lips, then Gramma Katha na kahibe, Gramma Katha na sunibe. Bhalo na khaibe aar bhalo na poribe. Vriji Radha Krishna sada manusik manusik aar Hari naam sada lave. The negative side, don't eat palatable dishes and nor indulge in worldly talk, and always try to take the name of Krishna and in mind, in inner mind, he will try to connect with the service of Radha Govinda in Vrindavan. These four outlines were given to Raghunath Das, directed by Mahaprabhu, and the whole life he wrote like that. Then again he gave the Govardhan Shila and the Gunja Mala that came from Vrindavan. That Raghunath thought the Govardhan Shila is Krishna and the Gunja Mala is Radhika. So in that attitude he used to jog Tulasi, Tulasi and the water. With this he was regularly offering them. Sixteen years he lived in such a way in Puri. In the meantime, when Raghunath went there and could not be, that is, an independent country, Odisha, Hindu state, and this Bengal is under Mohammedan rule. So, no influence from here can work in Odisha. So, his father and the other guardians made arrangement, sent one cook and another servant, and with money go and hire a house, a good house, and at least ask him to take food from you and try to help him in his daily life. But Raghunath, he did not accept it for himself, only he requested Mahaprabhu to take a prasadam there, that they have sent. If Mahaprabhu takes something of that, then they will be blessed. With this idea, he asked Mahaprabhu, invited Mahaprabhu to take prasadam there, twice in a month or so. Then, after some time, he left that idea. Then Mahaprabhu is asking to Swarup, why Raghunath is not inviting me anymore? He has thought something with you that you are not pleased to only for his sake you go and take prasadam, but you are not very satisfied therein. Yes, he has rightly understood. Only that he will be mortified, I used to take it. Bishoyi ranna khaile malin hai mon. If we take something from the worldly person, worldly-minded person, then by the return like reaction, some poison enters with the thing into our mind. Our mind may be impure. Yes, we have thought right, then dismissed. Then Raghunath, his Vairagya was above standard of our thinking. Sometimes begging from the temple, prasadam, sometimes in the regular food-giving company, and sometimes then afterwards he began to collect the rotten prasadam of Jagannath, which even Jagannath's cows could not swallow it, eat it for the bad smell. Raghunath collected that sort of prasadam, and by washing the rotten portion, the inner things he collected, and with applying some salt he used to take. It went to Mahaprabhu, the Raghunath. He is living on such prasadam. Mahaprabhu one day went there to see him. And Raghunath, when he is going, after preparation, he is going to take Mahaprabhu suddenly. Oh, what a nice thing you take, prasadam you take. Let me see it. So sweet, So sweet prasad you take every day, and you don't offer it to me. I can't know. Then Sarudama, third time Sarudama caught his hand. No, this is not for you, my lord, not for you. Anyhow, such was the self-abnegation, degree of self-abnegation, the intense degree of self-abnegation. And after Mahaprabhu's departure, he went to Vrindavan with his mind. But after having a view of Vrindavan, that's a review, I lived this body. And that also, that from climbing up in the Govardhan, I shall cast me down, throw me down, and that pass away. But we are told that with this idea, Raghunath went to Vrindavan. And then he found Rupa Sanatan. And what is more wonderful, he found Mahaprabhu within them. Oh, Mahaprabhu is here. Mahaprabhu is working through them. Mahaprabhu is the literature. In the literature of Rupa Sanatan, in their deeds, in their movement, he found fully possessed by Mahaprabhu. No, Mahaprabhu is here, I can't doubt. So he came in closer connection with Rupa Sanatana. And with his extreme indifferent and self-abnegation life, he's gone through the literature, especially that of Rupa, the Ragamarka. And perhaps he was the greatest student of Rupanuga school. And so much so that he has developed even more. He more clearly gave us than Rupa that we should aspire after the service exclusively of Radharani and not of Krishna without Rama. And I was in Madras. Rupa's best puja took place in Mayapur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Professor Sanyal wrote something, an article in English, and there he mentioned, because I do not know Krishna, because you say that I am to worship Krishna, so I do. I could not understand the meaning internally. What is that? Guru is independent. Independently, the highest attainment, highest entity of our attainment. How it is possible? I could not follow. But then after several, 2-3 years, or 4 years, in Radhakunda one day, Prabhupada and Sananda Sukhada Kunda, he is there. And Paramananda Prabhu, he came as a child to Prabhupada, when his age was 13 only, he came to live with Prabhupada, Paramananda Brahmacharya, and very intimately. He came after a work in Radhakunda, he came to Prabhupada and reported that the Dhawan of Bharatpur state, with whole handful of his family, he is circumambulating Radhakunda. And perhaps his wife, she is lying, and by measuring, is lying, and then there is a sign, and then again from there, again lying, and this way measuring by her body, she is circumambulating Radhakunda. So Paramananda Prabhu very ardently reports to, they also regard Radharani so much. Then Prabhupada came out from his inner water. He told, yes, they are Radharani, concern for Radharani, and our concern of Radharani is quite different.